Scientists in California are reporting success in growing brain cells taken from human cadavers. In some cases, the researchers have been able to get cells to grow nearly a day after a patient died. The work, published in tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature, is still in its early stages, but it hints at a time when dead brains could be used to make nerve cells for transplant into living patients. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Neuroscientist Fred Gage has spent a lot of time in his career proving that under the right circumstances, cells in the brain can be made to grow, even in adult animals. This challenged dogma that held that new nerve growth didn't occur in the brain after birth. In the process of making those discoveries, he and his colleagues at the Salk Institute in La Jolla became quite expert at saving and storing brain tissue samples. So when the National Institutes of Health was looking for someone to prepare cells from human cadavers for a special brain tissue bank, they turned to Gage for help, and he agreed.
We were just going to freeze the cells down for people to examine, and they were going to put them in the bank and make them available. But we decided to give it a try to see if we could actually propagate the cells.
Propagate means getting the cells to grow and divide in the laboratory under controlled conditions. Gage thought this might be possible because he has been studying what he calls neural progenitor cells. Based on his work in animals, Gage believes these are the cells that become new brain cells in adults. He's found these progenitor cells can survive in conditions where oxygen is scarce.
So there was some reason to believe that these primitively slow-dividing cells may survive longer than the more active mature cells. So we gave it a try to see whether or not we could, in fact, isolate and propagate some residual population that may survive after death.
And you succeeded.
And we succeeded.
Gage says a lot more work has to be done on these cells to know how useful they'll ultimately become in making new brain cells.
These might be a source for transplantation sometime in the future, because they'd be conceivably less ethically challenged as a cell type because you're getting them from either autopsy or biopsy material.
The ethically challenged cell type Gage is talking about is embryonic stem cells. These have been mentioned as a possible source for all types of tissue, including brain. But since they come from human embryos or aborted fetuses, some people feel using them is unethical. Of course, for now, any use of either embryonic stem cells or Gage's neuronal progenitor cells as a treatment for human disease is just a theoretical possibility. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.